Okay, I wanted to share some ideas, Bezrat Hashem, that relate to Yom HaZikaron. It's important to hear how the Gedolim approach the soldiers, how to view the Israeli soldiers. So the first source, and this is quite famous, is in the end of the Sichos Musar, on page 457. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal was speaking during the Yom Kippur War. And he said as follows. He quoted the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Yudam and Beis, which says, the Haroge Lod Ein kol beria yichol lamod b'mechitzasan. That the haroge lod, those that were killed in Lod, no one could stand at their level. They were on a very, very high level. Why? Mishum shemasru nafsham b'ad Yisrael. Because they were moser nefesh for the sake of Am Yisrael. Who are the haroge lod? So Rashi quotes that there was one time during the Roman oppression of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael that the emperor's daughter was found murdered. And the Jews were accused of the crime. And there was a gzeira. The Jews were threatened with annihilation unless they produced and turned over the murderers to the Roman government. So to save their people, to save Bnei Yisrael, two righteous brothers stepped forward and falsely confessed to the crime. And they were executed by the wicked Roman leader. I was reading basically word for word from the Art Scroll footnote there in Baba Basra. So these two brothers were Moser Nefesh in order to save the Jewish people. And therefore they deserve a very high level in Olam Haba. Now it's actually interesting, how was it mutter to do what they did? Other Makaros and Chazal say that you're not allowed to turn over one person to save a city. There are two Achronim who discuss this. These Makaros are quoted in the various Likutim that we have. The Chazon Ish in Yerideya Simen Samach Tes and Rav Moshe in his tshuvas, Chelok Beis, Yerideya, Simon Kufay and Dalit, explain why the Gemara assumes that what they did was mutter, certainly mutter, and they were praised for it. So they were Moser Nefesh. So Rav Shmulevitz goes on. Ukezani Omer al Elish Shemosrim Nafsham Avur Hatzalaseinu Shein Kol Ha'olam Yocholam B'Mechitzasam. And so too, and like this, I say, Rav Shmulevitz says, those that are Moser Nefesh, the soldiers, he's referring to the soldiers, to save us, to protect us. And then he writes, V'hachiyuv sheyesh aleinu lispal aleihem hu b'li gvul. And our obligation to Davin has no limit. Our obligation to Davin has no limit. It's a powerful sentence. Sheri rakavor poseach pesach ha-chaveru amru chazal. Nafsho chayev lo. Kal b'chomer lo mishemoser nafsho ba'adenu hachiyev aleinu b'li gvulhu. If someone opens your door to let you in, so you're nafsho chayev lo. You have a tremendous chiyev of hakaras hatov. This is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, hakaras hatov to Yisrael, who let him into his house. So certainly these that are moser nefesh for us, the chiyev on us of hakaras hatov is tremendous. So he says two things. three things. Number one, he compares the soldiers to the Roge Lod, and this comparison of Rav Chaim is quoted in by many, many writers in different places. Second, he says the chiyuv to daven for them is bli gvul. And third, he says that the chiyuv hakaras hatov is also bli gvul as well. Rav Chaim doesn't mention the words hakaras hatov here, but that's the context of the Medrash, and elsewhere in the Sefer, he refers to hakaras hatov. Earlier in Maimer Kuf Dalet, Rav Shmulevitz refers to this Medrash in the context of hakaras hatov. That's clearly the intent of quoting this Medrash. So this is idea number one, the tremendous chiyuv of hakaras hatov we have. It's well known that Rav Chaim, when he would see a soldier, would go over and thank him, that because of your efforts, we're able to be here in Eretz Yisrael and learn Torah. So this is source number one of the proper approach to how to view the soldiers that are moser nefesh for Am Yisrael, haroge lod, with a tremendous, tremendous chiyuv of hakaras hatov. The next is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. There's a famous story that's said over by many people that Rav Shlomo Zalman would sometimes say Tehillim opposite Har Herzl, the military cemetery opposite Har Herzl. And he would refer to the fallen soldiers there as Kedoshim. So this story appears in print at the end of the Sefer Oro Shel Olam. After Rav Shlomo Zalman died, there were two sections, two volumes of a biography. One's called HaTorah HaMisamachat, and the second's called Oro Shel Olam. At the time, Rav Kupman Zatzal said that these are the best biographies of Rav Shlomo Zalman. They're written very carefully. It's always important when you read a biography to look in the introduction. Who read it over? How was it written? So the author writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman's several of his grandchildren read over these two volumes. One of his sons two of his sons read over the, and two of his sons read over the biography, and Rav Nevensol read over the biography as well. And he writes in the Sefer that Rav Nevensol read over the biography very carefully. He read it carefully, he gave ha'aros. He writes that the Rav was badak bi'iyun es ha-sefer lifnei hadpasato, before it was published. So he quotes here the story that Rav Shlomo Zalman was in a taxi, and he asked the taxi driver to pull over opposite, next to the Beis HaKfaras at Har Herzl. And he got out, and he said to Hillam opposite for a while. The taxi driver asked him, why did you do this? And Rav Shlomo Zalman responded, Klumen habrios mevakshos lem kivrei tzadikim v'kudoshim lispalayim, afalo kfurim kan kulam kudoshim heim. Don't people look for the kivrei tzadikim and kudoshim to daven by them, to have added schuyos? Even those, so too, those who are buried here, they're also kudoshim. There in the Sefer, he also quotes that this story was retold publicly by Rav Yisrael Meir Lau 1 year on Yom HaZikaron. He said the same story. He told over the story once, a Talmud in Kol Torah told of Shlomo Zalman that he's on his way to go north, up north to the Galil, to the Kibrei Tzadikim, to Davin. Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him, Ma tzarich atzal linsoa ad ha-Galil? Why do you have to go to the Galil? Kan lo rachok b'har Herzl. Kavurim anashim shekulam kedoshim. People are buried or are kedoshim. It's the same story, in a different context. So the author of the biography asked Rav Lau, what's the mucker of this story? He adds, Zeh Sipur Yadua Hamahalech Shanim Bein Talmidei Kol Torah. Many know this story about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Others, Rav Bina Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, Netiv Aryeh, here at Netiv Aryeh, regularly quotes this idea. And like I said, it's found in the Sfarim as well. So this is an important source, authoritative source. Rav Shlomo Zalman referred to the soldiers who were killed defending Eretz Yisrael, defending the Jewish people, as Kedoshim. And finally, we have an exactly parallel source about Rav Gusman Zatzal. Rav Gusman was one of the Gedolim, previous generation. He came to Israel in the 70s. And there's an article that was written by Rav Ari Khan Shlita. And he writes that the article is based on interviews with various people, and he checked it very carefully. And it's easy to check out the article. There are people who were involved, named, who can be spoken to. And this is a well-known story. So Rav Gusman was one of the Gedolim. He was, as a young man, he was on the Beis Din of Vilna. The Beis Din of Vilna with a Chaim Mozer in his early 20s. The tremendous kavod, obviously. There's a famous story about Rav Gusman that one Friday afternoon he was caught, quote unquote, helping to clean up the yeshiva. And his Talmidim said, Rebbe, it's beneath your kavod to do this. Others should do it. And he told the story. He said once when he was on the Beis Din as a young man, he came in a little late and the Chafetz Chaim was visiting. So when Rav Gusman came in, Rav Chaim Mozer stood up for him, the young man. And when Rav Chaim Mozer stood up, the Chofetz Chaim also stood up. And then the whole room stood up. And Rav Gusman said, that's enough kavod for a lifetime. And I can clean up the yeshiva myself. There are other stories about Rav Gusman, his greatness in Torah learning, his tzidkus. When he came to Eretz Yisrael in the 1970s, he went to meet the great Shabina Rav Zatzal. And the story goes that he was waiting, and the Shabina Rav asked the Shamash, who's there? He said, there's one person here, he seems to be Chazaring Shas. So Rav Gusman came in and introduced himself. The Shabina Rav said, oh, Gusman, I know the name Gusman. There was Rav Gusman before the war, was that your father? And Rav Gusman said, no, that was me. And the Shabina Rav stood up and recited the bracha that one says upon seeing the greatest Talmid Chachamim. He said the bracha over Rav Gusman. Okay. Rav Gusman was caught in the Holocaust. He spent several years running away from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. He hid in a pig pen to avoid the Nazis. All these stories that are told about him. And after the war, he miraculously survived. And then he had a yeshiva in New York for a while. And then in the early 70s, he made Aliyah and had a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Gusman was in Eretz Yisrael in the 70s. And he had a yeshiva, a small yeshiva called Netzach Yisrael. And he gave a very, very high-level Gemara shir there. His shirim were published in the Kuntrusei Shiurim. Very, very, very high-level lumdus. And he was Rosh Yeshiva. Now once a week, he gave a shir that was geared not to the Talmidei HaYeshiva. It was geared to the general public who came, Rabbanim, intellectuals, court judges. I'm reading now from the article. A Supreme Court Justice, various professionals would join along with any and all those who sought a high-level Talmud class that offered a taste of what had been nearly destroyed. When Rav Gusman gave a shir, Vilna was once again alive and vibrant. So he was giving this shir. Now I'm going to read from the article. One of the regular participants was a professor at the Hebrew University, Robert J. Yisroel Alman. Once a promising yeshiva student, he had eventually decided to pursue a career in academia, but made his participation of Gusman's class part of his weekly schedule, along with many other more or less illustrious residents of Rechava and Yerushalayim. This Professor Amman went on to win the Nobel Prize years later. The year was 1982. Once again, Israel was at war. Soldiers were mobilized. Reserve units activated. Among those called to duty was a reserves officer, a university student, and a fine Talmud Chacham, who made his living as a high school teacher. His name was Shlomo Alman, Professor Alman's son. On the eve of the 19th of Sivan, in particularly fierce combat, Shlomo fell in battle. Rav Glisman mobilized his yeshiva. All of the students joined him in performing the mitzvah of burying the dead. At the cemetery, Rav Glisman was agitated. He surveyed the rows of graves of the young men, soldiers who died defending the land. On the way back from the cemetery, Rav Glisman turned to another passenger in the car and said, "They are all holy." Another passenger questioned the rabbi, "Even the non-religious soldiers?" Rav Glisman replied, "Every single one of them." The same as Rav Shlomo Zalman. He then turned to the driver and said, "Take me to Professor Alman's home." The family had just returned from the cemetery and would now begin the week of Shiva, mourning for their son. Mourning for their son, brother, husband, and father. Shlomo was married and had one child. His widow, Shlomit, gave birth to their second daughter shortly after he was killed. Rav Glisman entered and asked to sit next to Professor Alman, who said, "Rabbi, I so appreciate your coming to the cemetery, but now it's time for you to return to your yeshiva." Rav Glisman spoke first in Yiddish and then in English, so that all those assembled would understand. Rav Glisman said, "I am sure that you don't know this, but I had a son named Meir. He was a beautiful child. He was taken from my arms and executed. I escaped. I later bartered my child's shoes so that we would have food, but I was never able to eat the food. I gave it away to others. My Meir is a kadosh. He is holy. He and all the 6 million who perished are holy." Rav Glisman then added, "I will tell you what is happening now, what is transpiring now, in the world of truth in Gan Eden, in heaven. My Meir is welcoming your Shlomo into the minyan and is saying to him, 'I died because I'm a Jew, but I wasn't able to save anyone else. But you, Shlomo, you died defending the Jewish people and the land of Israel. My Meir is a kadosh, he is holy, but your Shlomo is a shliach tzibur, a cantor in that holy, heavenly minyan.'" Rav Glisman continued, "I never had the opportunity to sit shiva for my Meir. Let me sit here with you just a little longer." Professor Amram replied, "I thought I could never be comforted, but Rebbe, you have comforted me." Rav Glisman did not allow the painful memories to control his life. He found solace in his students, his daughter, his grandchildren, and in every Jewish child. The article continues. On the 18th of Sivan, 1991, Rav Glisman passed away. Thousands marched through the streets of Yerushalayim, accompanying him on his final journey. As night fell on the 19th of Sivan, exactly 9 years from the moment that Shlomo Alman fell in battle, Rav Glisman was buried on the Mount of Olives. I am sure that upon entering heaven, he was reunited with his wife, his teachers, and his son Meir. I am also sure that Shlomo Alman and all the other holy soldiers who died defending the people on the land of Israel were there to greet this extraordinary rabbi. On December 10, 2005, Professor Alman was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics. I am sure he took with him to Stockholm memories of his late wife Esther and his son Shlomo. I suspect he also took memories of his rabbi. May it be the will of Hashem that the people of Israel sanctify his name by living lives of holiness, which will serve as a light to the nations, and may no more children, soldiers, or yeshiva students ever need to join that holy minyan in heaven. This article is based on a combination of first-hand knowledge and a composite reconstruction of events as retold to me. This is exactly the same idea that we saw in Rav Shlomo Zalman as well. This is the view of the Gedolim on the Jewish soldiers who are Moshe Nefesh defending Eretz Yisrael, the people of Israel, and the state. Just to broaden the issue a little, as far as Yom HaZikaron itself, so what happens? The basic message of Yom HaZikaron is no save olim chaveiro, to share the burden with our friend. Every family that lost that had a soldier die, so they lost a father, a brother, a son, and forever the family's changed. And once a year, all of these families know that the whole country thinks about them and shares their pain. That's Noseh Bo'im Chaveiro. The whole day on the radio stations, on the general radio stations, on the religious, the Haredi radio stations, there are people telling stories about family members who were killed. And if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you live in Israel, so you stop at a red light, you're listening to a story, and you start crying from the story that you're hearing. And you turn and you look over to the next car on the next lane at the same red light, and the driver's also crying because of the same story. That's Yom HaZikaron. That everyone here shares the pain of those that lost a loved one defending Eretz Yisrael. So these are some ideas to think about on Yom HaZikaron, the proper Torah approach to the soldiers here in Eretz Yisrael. Here in Eretz Yisrael.
As head of a small yeshiva in Rechavia section of Yerushalayim, Rav Gusman taught a small group of loyal students 6 days a week. But on Thursdays at noon, the study hall would fill to capacity. Rabbis, intellectuals, religious court judges, Supreme Court justice, and various professors would join along with and all who sought a high-level Talmud class that offered a taste of what had been newly destroyed. Rav Gusman gave a shiur, delivered a lecture. Vilna was once again alive and vibrant. There's a famous... Okay, give it that. One of the regular participants was a professor at the Hebrew University, Robert Alman, Yisrael Alman. Once a promising yeshiva student, he had eventually decided to pursue a career in academia, but made his weekly participation of Gusman's class part of his weekly schedule, all with many other more or less illustrious residents of Rechavia and Yerushalayim. The year was 1982, once in Israel was at war. This was the first Lebanese war. Soldiers were mobilized, reserve units active, and among those called to duty was a reserves officer. A university student who made his living as a high school teacher, Shlomo Alman, Professor Alman's son, on the eve of the 19th of Sivan, in a particularly fierce combat, Shlomo fell in battle. Rav Gusman mobilized the yeshiva. All of his students joined him in performing the mitzvah of burying the dead at the cemetery of Gusman. Was agitated. He surveyed the rows of graves of the young men, soldiers who died defending the land. On the way back from the cemetery, Rav Gusman turned to another passenger in the car and said, "They are all holy, they are Kedoshim." Another passenger questioned the rabbi, "Even the non-religious soldiers?" Rav Gusman replied, "Every single one of them." That's a big topic, but this is an important piece of paper to have with you when Yom HaZikaron comes. He then turned to the driver and said, "Take me to Professor Alman's home." The family had just returned from the cemetery and would now begin the week of Shiva, mourning for their son. Shlomo was married and had one child. His widow Shlomit gave birth to the second daughter shortly after he was killed. Rav Gusman entered and asked to sit next to Professor Alman, who said, "Rabbi, I appreciate you coming from the cemetery, but now it's time for you to return to our yeshiva." Rav Gusman spoke first in Yiddish and then in Hebrew, so that all those assembled would understand. "I'm sure you don't know this, but I had a son named Meir. He was a beautiful child. He was taken from my arms and executed. I escaped. I later bartered my child's shoes to get food. But I was never able to eat the food. I gave it away to others. My mayor is a kadosh. He is holy. He and all the 6 million in the parish are holy." Rav Gusman then added, "I will tell you what is transpiring now in the world to truth in Gan Eden, in heaven. My mayor is welcoming your Shlomo into the minyan. And he's saying, I died because I am a Jew, but I wasn't able to save anyone else. But you, Shlomo, you died defending the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. My mayor is a kadosh. He is holy. But your Shlomo, he is the shliach tzibur. He is the chazan and the holy heavenly minyan." Rav Gusman continued, "I never had the opportunity to sit shiva for my mayor. Let me sit here with you just a little longer." Professor Alman replied, "I thought I could never be comforted, but Rebbe, you have comforted me." Rav Gusman did not allow his painful memories to control his life. He found solace in his students, his daughter, his grandchildren, and in every Jewish child. He and his wife would attend an annual parade where children would march on Yerushalayim in song and dance. A rabbi who happened upon them one year asked the rabbi why he spent his valuable time in such a frivolous activity. Rav Gusman explained, "We who saw a generation of children die will take pleasure in a generation of children who sing and dance in these streets." A student once implored Rav Gusman to share his memories of the ghetto and the war more publicly and frequently. He asked the people about his son's shoes, to which Rav replied, "I can't. I think about the shoes every day of my life. I see them every night before I go to sleep." Rav Gusman died in 1991. Thousands marched through the streets of Yerushalayim accompanied Rav Gusman on his final journey. As night fell, 9 years from the moment that Shlomo Alman fell in battle, Rav Glisman was buried on the Mount of Olives. Actually, upon entering heaven, he was reunited with his wife, his teachers, and his son Meir. I must say that Shlomo Alman and all the other holy soldiers who died defending the people and Eretz Yisrael were there to greet this extraordinary rabbi. On December 10th, 2005, Professor Alman was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics. And I'm sure he took with him the sorrowful memories of his late wife Esther, his son Shlomo, and I suspect memories of his rabbi. May it be the will of Hashem and the people of Israel sanctify his name by living lives of holiness, which will serve as a light to the nations, and may no more children, soldiers, or yeshiva students ever need to join that holy minion in heaven. This is a wonderful article, Rabbi Ari Khan, a very special Rabbi Nash. What a beautiful, wonderful writer. That's Rav Guzman. This is a gadol, a tzaddik. That's Rav Guzman. And this is a Torah approach of a gadol to, the soldiers who are defending us so we can sit here and learn Torah here in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, we'll stop here.